I'm Leslie Smith on the road to rescue for Dogtime.com and Animal Radio Network. When I phoned for directions to the Animal Rescue League of El Paso shelter, I was warned that the streets aren't marked and it would be easy to make a wrong turn. And that's just what happened. When I realized I was nowhere near where I needed to be, I got out of my car and wandered around in the unforgiving Texas sun. And when I finally found someone to give me directions, I was hot, thirsty, and more than a little cranky. El Paso's not a great place to be lost and alone. Astray. Just ask Loretta Hyde, founder of the Animal Rescue League of El Paso.
When we first started noticing, you know, how many animals are really bringing to our attention, how many animals were euthanized, there was no place for the strays to go. Everybody, you know, the Humane Society takes in owner, you know, pet guardian, that type of thing. And all the strays ended up at animal control, and they were euthanized. And they were spending probably 75% of their budget to euthanize 26,000 animals a year. And I can't even fathom how, you know, just thinking about how many animals it would take to make 26,000 thrown in the dump. And I saw the freezer, and they had over 100 animals that they had just euthanized. And they had mommies with the babies laying on their tummies with the needles still in their arms. And that vision will never go away as long as I live. And from that day forward, I said, somebody needs to do something. So that's when we started.
If the statistics are grim, the individual tales are downright heartbreaking. But it's those singular stories that stir people to action. And for Hyde and her team, learning of animals who need her help is an everyday occurrence.
I had just come back from going out of town to see my grandkids, and they called me when I'm coming in, and I stopped by animal control, and this little dog was skin on bones, literally skin on bones. She had no muscle tone. She oozed poop because she didn't have enough muscle tone to hold it inside. Probably 15-pound, should have weighed 60-pound pit bull that had been left in a godforsaken pin in her own feces, hadn't been fed, was a skeleton. We took her, put her on IVs, I mean, syringe fed, stayed up with her all night. You know, it was a matter of like 6 days of just continuous love and just letting her know that there's some, if she didn't make it, that she didn't have to go out of this world not being loved.
Animal Rescue League of El Paso is now big enough that it gets called in for larger scale initiatives as well. The group was instrumental in reuniting Katrina animals with their people.
These two guys had left 5 dogs behind, and this one lady had left her 2 cats. Well, it took us almost 6 months to find her cat, but we never gave up hope, and we did. We had them flown. We paid to have a plane go down there and retrieve those 7 animals and reunited them back here in El Paso. And even the guys that had lost their 5 dogs and reunited, later on they came back and adopted another one from us because they were so grateful, you know, and they have since moved to Houston. And here we go again. I mean, they're in Houston and here comes, you know, Ike and all that. So it's just never ending. And I mean, you're talking to the public. We get 50, 60 calls on, I can't hold on to this animal one more day. And you have to make arrangements. We have the incoming right now from Ike. It's just a never ending process, but it's my life. And it's, I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
Like so many people I speak to in the rescue field, Hyde works full-time in addition to caring for her own family and her own animals. And for the record, she has 26 dogs of her own. But even with days off practically non-existent, she seems more energized than exhausted by the work that she does. I ask Hyde if Miracle, that little pit bull she rescued from starvation, proved to be just that.
Miracle turned out to be the fattest, sweetest, happiest, most grateful, loving dog you could ever imagine. She went to a Border Patrol person and the love of their lives, you know, and that's what makes it all worthwhile.
I'm Leslie Smith on the road to rescue for Dogtime.com and Animal Radio Network.